In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The soul and the body dwell together to form a person. We are enfleshed souls, or spiritual bodies. Our true self is not our soul. Our true self is not our body. But our true self is body and soul united together as one. And so you don't have a soul. You are a soul. Likewise, you don't have a body. You are a body. And you, body and soul, were given life by God Himself at conception. And it is God Himself who sustains this life. So to divide body and soul brings about the death of the person. We do all things as both body and soul, and we also receive all things as body and soul. Physical gifts delight the body senses, but they also delight our soul. Physical harm causes pain not only to the body, but also to the soul. Likewise, spiritual blessings benefit not only the soul, but also the body, and spiritual harm harms the soul and the body. And so our Lord deigns to deal with us according to both soul and body. The word of God touches our physical ears and enters into our soul. The soul cannot be baptized, but the body is. And now we come to the Holy Supper. We eat the very body and blood of our God with our mouth and receive eternal blessings. So those who are worthy receive such blessings. Those who are unworthy receive punishment and judgment. The worthy are those who eat in faith. Worthiness is not based on how old you are. It is not based on how much of the Bible you know. Worthiness is not based on your feelings, whether you think you need this supper today or not. But as our small catechism says, that person is truly worthy and well prepared who has faith in these words given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Fasting and bodily preparation are indeed fine outward training. It is good to prepare our bodies through fasting, through putting on our church clothes, through getting ready and preparing for the divine service. But none of that prepares us to worthily receive the sacrament. Faith alone makes us worthy. The worthy confess the truth about themselves. You may not feel like a sinner, but nevertheless you confess that you are sinful. You do not judge yourself by how you think and how you feel, but you judge yourself according to the word of God. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. So you acknowledge the truth about yourself, whether you feel guilty or not. You confess that you are a sinner. You confess that the punishment should be the fires of hell, and you should suffer that for all eternity. And yet faith also doesn't want to remain in sin. It strives to live a repentant life, turning away from sin, to follow the good works that God has prepared for us in advance. His commandments delight our hearts and move our feet. And so we come to receive this Holy Supper, confident of what God has promised, that this supper will train us and move us to live in the way of God's commands. Yes, God commanded that we do this. We do not celebrate this supper simply to fulfill God's command, as if somehow it were a benefit to Him. But it is a gracious command. And so we recognize the great need we have for this meal. The worthy also confess the truth about Jesus. Only He is our Savior. Only He died to take away our sins. Only He is our Redeemer. Only He restores us to God. Only He heals our body and our souls. There is forgiveness in His wounds. There is life in His blood. There is salvation in His flesh. And this consecrated bread and blessed wine is the body and blood of our Lord. So as we celebrate this supper, He is present to give us His blessings. There is no other cure for sin except for Jesus and Jesus alone. As that angel of death passed over the houses with blood-stained doors where the Israelites ate the flesh of that lamb, so also death passes over us who eat the Lamb of God's body and drink his blood. For no one but Christ can take away our sins and give to us his righteousness. But it's not just our souls who eat Jesus. Our mouths eat his body, in, with, and under the bread. And our mouths receive his blood in, with, and under the wine. So the body has forgiveness. The body has life. The body has salvation from the fires of hell. And since the body has received all of these blessings, we also know and confess that this supper heals us from sickness and disease and pain and suffering and illness and death and weakness and old age. God has not forgotten about our bodies. Remember, you don't simply have a body, but you are a body. And so the blessings of this supper not only touch your soul, but they touch and permeate throughout your body as well. And so God deals with you as you are, as body and soul, and thus you are blessed by this meal. Now, I know that you don't see any of this right now, or very rarely will you see this. But you must wait for the day of resurrection. And on that day, you will see all that this Holy Supper has done for both your soul and for your body. The unworthy, then, are those who eat and do not have faith. They do not confess the truth about themselves. They do not judge themselves by the word of God, but rather they judge themselves by how they feel. And because they do not feel like sinners, they see no need to come to this supper regularly. Because they do not feel guilty for what they have done, they assume that they can always just go next time. Their sin is not before them. For whether they see it or not, they do not acknowledge what God acknowledges to be true. They make their own confession instead of confessing in line with what the scriptures say. And so they carelessly use the supper. You see, the unworthy are not simply unbelievers, but it's all those who reject the confession of Scripture, whether about themselves or now about Christ. So an unworthy person can be a Christian who simply denies that this is Christ's body and blood, or denies the fact that they'd have no need for this supper because, again, of how they feel. So they are content with or without it. Do not let your feelings lead you to complacency toward this supper. Do not think that somehow you are fine as you are and Christ instituted this supper for others but not for you. Do not think that you can simply push off Christ and say, I don't need to receive you today. I'll be content with just the word. As if somehow God went a little overboard in giving us Christ. We receive the gifts that God has given in the ways that he has given. So if we deny our sins, if we deny who this bread is and why, then we eat to our own harm. This food is meant to strengthen our souls and bodies to life everlasting, but if we eat unworthily, it can cause harm not only to our souls, but also to our bodies. Listen to what St. Paul writes. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. St. Paul connects an unworthy eating with illnesses and sicknesses. The soul and the body are more connected than perhaps we realize. And so, if we eat unworthily, instead of receiving blessings, we receive judgment. Instead of health, we receive sickness or illness. Now, we will not make a connection with every illness or sickness or disease that we have. But we will simply confess that there is discipline for our careless use of the supper. and it can come in the form of a physical affliction. So rather than investigating and trying to figure out every connection between our sicknesses and an unworthy eating, why has Christ revealed this to us? It's because he wants us to see the connection between the physical healing that the supper gives and our eating of this supper. So God allows weaknesses and illnesses to enter our life, even if we eat worthily, so that we yearn for his supper once more, so that we receive it in faith yet again, so that we examine ourselves in the light of the Holy Scriptures, confess that we are still sinners, whether we feel like it or not, whether we see sin or not, we confess we are still sinners, and it drives us back to Christ found in the Holy Supper. And so with a renewed zeal and a devout faith, we eat and we drink our Lord's body and blood yet again. Baptism has made you what you are. Absolution proclaims what you are. Holy Communion is what you do. We live to and from the altar. Our souls are fed with Christ. Our bodies are fed with Christ. Our souls are healed, and so are our bodies. For in this meal, God deals with us as we are, in fleshed souls and spiritual bodies. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.